You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness and kindness starts with truth.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about a topic that I think sits close to home for so many people. Today we're talking about anxiety and depression. I realize even as I start speaking that some of you listening are walking through it right now, and some of you love somebody who is. I've found for a lot of Christians, this topic comes with sometimes confusion or shame, or maybe the feeling someone has put this on you, the feeling that I'm just not spiritual enough. And my hope today is to bring clarity, to remove shame, and to offer a biblical way forward that's filled with grace and hope. So let's walk together through this. We'll start here. The Bible never treats anxiety or depression lightly. I want you to know that. And it never condemns people that struggle. In fact, Scripture is gut-level honest about the emotional lives of God's people. In Psalm 42, David cries out, "Why, O my soul, are you so downcast?" Elijah is described in 1 Kings 19 as being so overwhelmed with despair that he begged God to take his life. Jeremiah wept so deeply he's known as the weeping prophet. And the Apostle Paul said he experienced such a great pressure far beyond his ability to endure it in 2 Corinthians 1. In other words, struggling doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. And Jesus speaks directly into this. Think about Matthew 6. Jesus says, "Do not be anxious." And when he says that, he's not scolding, he is shepherding. You can see it. He points our eyes toward the Father who sees us, who knows us, and who cares so deeply for us. The Bible promises over and over again that God is near to us. Philippians 4 says the Lord is near, and that's the foundation of Christian hope, that God isn't distant from your suffering. He is close to the brokenhearted. Now, here's where we need clarity and kindness. Clarity says anxiety and depression are not signs of spiritual failure. They are not proof that you don't trust God. And they are part of living in a fallen world with fallen bodies, fallen brains, and real pain. Grace speaks. God meets people in their struggles, not after they fix themselves. Think about Matthew 11. Jesus didn't say, "Come to me after you get your emotions under control and deal with your issues." Now, Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened." And sometimes those burdens are internal. They're intrusive thoughts and panic attacks and chemical imbalances and exhaustion and trauma and seasons of darkness that you just can't explain. Let me be clear. Christians can see counselors. Christians can take medication. Christians can ask for help. That's not faithlessness. That's wisdom. It's acknowledging that healing is often multi-layered. It's spiritual and emotional and physical and relational. And so to the person who feels ashamed or isolated, remember, there is no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus, none. So how do we walk faithfully when anxiety or depression is a part of our story? Let me give you a few practices. First, tell someone the truth. I've found depression grows in silence and anxiety multiplies in isolation, but God designed us to carry burdens together. So invite someone in. You don't have to tell everyone everything, but tell someone everything. Second practice, stay connected to the means of grace. Listen to Scripture, even when you can't read it. Put it on in your headphones and let it be read over you. Pray honest prayers, raw prayers like the Psalms. You don't have to clean them up. Stay near to the people of God, even when it feels costly. Here's a third practice. Take care of your body. Scripture calls our bodies temples of the Holy Spirit. Rest and rhythm and sleep, counseling and medication can all be parts of honoring God with your whole self. Last practice, anchor yourself in God's nearness, not your feelings. Feelings come in waves. God does not. His promise is steady. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," even when your mind says otherwise. And to churches, we have a calling here too. We're called to be the kind of community where people can bring their struggles without fear and where compassion is just as present as conviction in our lives. So here's my prayer for you today, that you would know the nearness of Jesus, that you would know the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and you would know the strength that comes from asking for help. If you're walking through anxiety or depression right now, you are not alone, you are not failing, and God is not disappointed in you. He is with you and he is for you, and so are we. Thanks for listening today, and until next time, let's keep walking in truth and love together.